T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
For the first time in over a month, I come your way from the palatial KMOX Studio B, back from Jupiter, back from Cardinal Spring Training, and we're back with the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. A little bit of a shortened version of the program tonight. We'll still take you till 8 o'clock, but we're getting off and running a little bit later than normal because the Billikens pick up a victory. They knock off Rhode Island 74-71 in the Atlantic 10 tournament, and they live to tell another tale as they will match up tomorrow against Duquesne, a game that's going to be scheduled to be starting about 24 hours from this very moment. That will somewhat depend on how the day goes ahead of it, as that is the fourth game of four tomorrow. However, there is a little bit of an extra buffer between games 2 and 3. It looks like maybe they're doing a session 1, session 2 type situation because there's 3 hours between start times of games 2 and 3 as opposed to the 2.5 hour break between game 1 and 2 and game 3 and 4. So maybe they're clearing out the arena. I don't know what they're doing, but there is a little bit of extra time in there. So if the LaSalle-St. Bonaventure game does not go crazy, SLU Duquesne should be able to tip off around this time coming up tomorrow. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting. If you call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. If you want to tweet at me, you do that at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Second hour of the program, we're going to kind of be all, I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'll tell you what we're kind of dealing with here as we put this program together. We might be a little bit all over the place. Someone from SLU may call in to talk through this game, or they may not, because the schedule is pretty crazy. When you get into the conference tournament, and look, they've got a quick turnaround. They, like I mentioned, they got 24 hours before tomorrow's game, so they're going to immediately be getting into film sessions. They got to eat dinner. They got to get guys off their feet. They got to get into recovery. There's a lot going on, and doing a little radio interview probably is not priority number one, but if it presents itself for somebody to call in, we might get the chance to talk with someone from SLU about what happened today with the 74-71 win. The next hour, Daniel Guerrero is going to join us. We'll talk Cardinals baseball, Cardinals prospects with him. So essentially, this first little period here, we'll talk through what happened with SLU, and then next hour, we're going to jump full bore into Cardinals baseball, unless we get that phone call from a SLU player next hour, and then we will pivot and get back to SLU. So this game today for the Billikens, look, this was one of those games that it kind of all the different emotions you feel throughout the course of the game, because the Billikens got out to a fantastic start. They had a large lead at halftime, not pretty large, 41-32. And then all of a sudden, in the second half to get things started, things went in the very, very, very wrong direction for the Billikens and very good direction for Rhode Island. Rhode Island, over a 5.5 minute period, went on a 17-2 run over a 5.5 minute period. And the Billikens were held scoreless for over 4 minutes. And all of a sudden, Rhode Island led by 49-45. Now, let's give credit where credit is deserved, because at that point right there, 49-45, 13:09 to go in the game, Rhode Island's got all the momentum. They're on this great run. Coach Ford takes a timeout, and they immediately come back with an out-of-bounds play, and it works perfectly, and they play pretty tight from there on out, but SLU was able to get the 74-71 win, so SLU finishes plus three, 74-71. They were minus four at that point that I'm talking about, 49-45. So over the last 13:09 of the game, they outscore Rhode Island by seven. Like, that's not anything to write home about, but in a game that was up for grabs, and that's the period where you have to really come through, the Billikens were able to do that, and it started with a timeout that was called by Coach Ford. And I don't think we're breaking any news here when we say the seat underneath of Coach Ford is quite warm. And for some, there is the belief that it almost doesn't matter what happens in this Atlantic 10 tournament, that the Billikens are going to have a new head coach next year almost no matter what. And I always feel bad in situations like this, because you got a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds that are playing basketball, and a bunch of 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds are talking about whether or not the coach is going to keep his job, and whether or not the university and the school and the collective and all that sort of thing can come up with the money for the buyout. And I know it's a little bit utopian, and I can be that way sometimes. I know. I get it. I understand what the real world looks like. Sometimes I want to talk in a way that it's not real world-ish, for lack of a better term, and I understand that. But it stinks when you're talking about college athletics, and I know college athletics is big business. It's never been bigger business than it is right now with name, image, and likeness and everything that goes on with that. I hate the fact when you got college athletics and you got 18 to 22-year-olds and all that sort of stuff, and the number one storyline that's going on is whether or not a coach is going to keep their job and everything that goes along with it. It's the world we live in. Like, there's nothing we can really change on it. I get that. I understand that. Nothing that can happen will change any of this. But you know what? Let's kind of turn that around for a second. These kids know what's up. There's all this talk outside of the program. It's been going on for a while. They have had an abysmal season. At this point, it feels like in many ways, if anything other than if they can win the next three games and get to the NCAA tournament, then that changes things. But if we're being very honest about things, that's unlikely. That is very unlikely to happen. Not impossible, but that's unlikely. So assuming that does not happen, and it's unlikely that it will, we're going to be talking about a team that's going to finish with 20 losses. We're going to be talking about a team that went 5-13 in league play. We're going to be talking about a team that has all these things kind of going against it. And there is a good chance that Coach Ford isn't going to have a job. And maybe at this point, the one thing that can actually save him would be the buyout, which is reported to be very, 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 very sizable. So you would probably have to get some boosters or somebody else involved to cut a check to do that. So you would have some people out there that are personally invested in Coach Ford not being there anymore. And if they are that way, then maybe they cut the check and something happens. I don't think SLU is going to kind of do that on their own. I don't think that's money that they can afford on their own here at the moment. So that's the fact of the matter. That's where we're at right now. And they go out and they find a way to win. And not only do they find a way to win, it'd be one thing to get out to an early lead and coast to victory. But today, they get out to a lead. They give that lead up. Everything is going against them. And then they find something down the stretch. And that shows some character. I don't know if it's a reflection of Coach Ford and the coaching staff. I don't know if it's just about the character of the various student athletes that are involved in it. And look, I'm listening to myself talk right now, and I'm going, this guy is sounding like that they just won a national title and they beat Rhode Island by three in the first round of the A-10 tournament. Like, I get it. I understand that the accomplishment of this one single win is not something that books are going to be written about, but it's a good win. It's a good, any win is a good win in postseason play. And I just think that the way that this team responded and was able to make the needed plays down the stretch of the game, it is, if nothing else, it is a positive moment at the end of what has been just a wretched season. And I think Rammer essentially kind of said that toward, I don't remember the exact terminology he used, but as he was signing off, you know, just paraphrasing him, he basically talked about it being a positive moment in what has been a very, very rough season for the Billikens. So that is good to see. That is good to see from this team. Can they beat Duquesne tomorrow? Sure, they can beat Duquesne. Like, Duquesne's not a great team. There are very few great teams in the – there are no great teams in the Atlantic 10. There are some good teams in the Atlantic 10. There are no great teams in the Atlantic 10. And you've got some teams, the top four teams, that aren't even going to play until Thursday. So the path for SLU is incredibly challenging because they play today, and now they are going to play a Duquesne team tomorrow that has not played yet. And if they beat Duquesne tomorrow, which I think there is a possibility that they get a win against Duquesne, if they get a win there, then they're going to be taking on a team that has not played yet. And SLU's going to have played 2 days in a row. It is incredibly challenging to try to pull this off. And once you get into that third day on Thursday, that's when you start playing against the pretty solid teams in the A-10. The Daytons, the Loyolas, the UMasses, the Richmonds, those are the teams that are the top four teams in the A-10, and those are pretty solid basketball teams. You have one top 25 team in that group. You have a big surprise team in Loyola Chicago. You have a UMass team that I don't think expectations were very high for them. You know, last year in Frank Martin's first year at UMass, they didn't do a whole lot, and then they really came out in a big way. They got to 20 wins this year. Good on them. I'm a Frank Martin guy, by the way. I'm a big fan of who he is and what he does. I'm a K-State graduate, and watching what he did at K-State was so much fun. And then he had a nice run at South Carolina, obviously, especially early on in his tenure. And then Richmond, what they do with Chris Mooney, and he's been there for a really, really long time and has built a fantastic program. But again, there's no great teams in the Atlantic 10 this year. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We'll take a break and continue on with the program in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open line here on a Tuesday night on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your home of the Cardinals.
Arenado swings and hits it deep to left field. That ball is out of here.
The Billikens.
Jumper. Yes! Billikens win!
The Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
We are America's sports voice. KMOX.
Back at it on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We'll have a normal hour in the 7 o'clock hour. Things a little bit wacky here in the first hour. By the way, I have a four-year-old daughter. That is her new word that she's been using. Everything's wacky. So I just heard myself say wacky. I went, oh my, that's a word that I never use. I'm using it because of my four-year-old daughter. At her school, they had a wacky Wednesday last week. And now everything's wacky. She, Dad, is that wacky? Is this wacky? Oh, that's wacky. She is saying it nonstop. And here I am. I just used the word wacky as I bring stuff from home into my radio world. Daniel Guerrero is going to join us at 7:05. Talk a lot about the Cardinals coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. They matched up against Boston today. They beat the Red Sox by an 8-6 score. If you're wondering what former Cardinal Tyler O'Neill did, he went 1-for-2 in the contest. But more importantly, for the Cardinals, Matthew Liberatore makes the start. He goes four innings. That's the good news. Good to see the starting pitchers get a little bit more stretched out. The not as good news was the results. Five runs on seven hits for Libby. He gives up two home runs. He does strike out five with no walks. But Boston, and it wasn't like it all happened in one inning. Like there was a game the other day. Was it Miles Michaelis where he gave up all the runs in one inning and then kind of settled in after that? Maybe it was Kyle Gibson. Yeah, it was Kyle Gibson. If that happens, I'm fine with it. Like I know the final line doesn't look good when you're giving up like four runs in three innings or four runs in four innings or whatever. That doesn't tell the story because he struggled in one inning and then locked in. What he did in the other innings is more of the story. Well, that wasn't the story today. Boston, two in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth. So they were able to kind of spread out the runs that they scored, and that's the way it worked out. I still think that we are likely headed towards a scenario where the Cardinals open up with a six-man rotation and Liberatore and Thompson are both in it and Sonny Gray misses the first week or so of the season. I am getting more optimistic about Gray on an everyday basis. He was able to throw a bullpen yesterday or 2 days ago, kind of staying on his schedule. So he's a little bit behind in terms of pitch count and being stretched out. But when that injury first happened, you thought he was going to be like shut down for maybe a week, 2 weeks, something like that. And all of a sudden, the pitch count and everything and him being stretched out was just going to kind of go all the way back to zero. Well, that's not the case. He's been able to continue to throw a little bit. So that's going to probably reduce the amount of time that he has to be on the injury list to start the season as he's continuing to ramp up. But I still think in all likelihood, he's not going to be the opening day starter. Is there a possibility he's ready a week later and he's able to be the home opener starter for the Cardinals? I think at the very least that's on the table. Some would tell you that's still a little bit overly optimistic about when he's going to be available. That's probably closer to 2 weeks than a week that he's going to miss at the start of the season. But I think there's at least a possibility. I'm not closing the door on that one quite yet. In the next hour, we'll talk a lot about the Victor Scott situation, the center field situation, everything that's going on. We'll take your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. We'll go through a lot of stuff talking through what's going on with the Cardinals. So again, if you want to get in here later on, you'll be able to do so by texting or calling 314-436-7900. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.